Blog Talk Radio.
Beginnings is not just for the young. Amen. We have to keep that in mind. I thank God for this opportunity to share with you this evening. We have a guest speaker, Pastor Dawn Mixon. You've heard her before. She has a word, always a powerful word, and we're looking forward to her speaking and sharing with us what God has laid on her heart. We thank each and every one of you for tuning in. For those of you that's tuned in by internet, if you choose to call in, the call-in number is 347-237-4054. And you can just hit number one if you would like to share with the speaker or those that are on. We are interactive Bible study here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Again, we do thank you for tuning in. Now we're going to move forward, and we're going to turn it on over to Pastor Dawn Mixon from out of Long Island, New York. Pastor Dawn, are you there?
Yes, I am. Praise the Lord. How are you?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I am just excited, excited, excited.
Amen.
We're looking forward
to
hearing.
We're looking forward to be on.
Pardon?
Yes, sir. Just go ahead and finish. I'm waiting on you.
Oh, okay. I was just saying, I'm just excited to hear what the Lord has laid on your heart. You always have a good word to share with us. And we do thank you for coming on and taking the time to spread the good news to all those who are listening. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to turn it on over to you, however you want to move forward. Amen. And we're just going to follow and just be obedient to the Spirit.
Amen. Praise the Lord, all those who are listening, either by internet or by phone. I'm grateful to be back on the air with you tonight. Always glad to be a part of this call-in, and excited because God always has something to say to help us for our tomorrow. And so I'm grateful. If there are those that you want to invite, please tell them to call, that we are on the line on tonight. And we pray that tonight that there is a word that will bless your life. Not only that, that will be life-changing for you. I just want to go forth in a word of prayer. Our Father and our God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for the opportunity to bring forth your word. We pray, oh God, that God, someone that is on the line today, that they will hear and get what they need from you that will help them for their tomorrow. I pray, oh God, today for that one who is going through so many different things and not having an understanding why they are where they are, that God will open up a door for them to understand, that they will be able to walk in that door and understand that the door has been there and has now been revealed and is manifested for them to walk therein. I pray, oh God, that every listener, everyone that's attached to every listener, that we will be able to share this word and they will be able to share it with someone else. And we give your name, honor, and glory. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we want to talk to you tonight. My title for tonight, if I had to take a subject, it would be, I Can't Believe How Far I've Come. Or I could use a subtype topic, if you can't believe how far I've come, wait till you see where I'm going. I want to read out of Genesis, the 37th chapter, the 3rd verse to the 11th verse, and I believe we're going to probably do this text for maybe the next three services that we do on this line, because I just want to share with you and build your faith on tonight to let you know that God has been with you all through these years. And so we're going to Genesis. I'm going to be reading out of the Message Bible because I love the clarity of it. We'll be reading out of the Message Bible, Genesis 37, verses 3 to 11, and it reads, Israel loved Joseph more than any of his other sons because he was the child of his old age, and he made him an elaborate embroidered coat. And when his brothers realized that their father loved him more than them, they grew to hate him. They wouldn't even speak to him. And so Joseph had a dream, and when he had told it to his brothers, they hated him even more. And he said, listen to this dream I had. We were all out in the field gathering bundles of wheat, and all of a sudden my bundles stood straight up. and your bundle circled around it and bowed down to mine. Now his brother said, so, you're going to rule us. You're going to boss us around. And they hated him more than ever because of his dreams and the way he talked. And he had another dream and told his this one also to his brothers. Had a dream, I dreamed another dream. The sun and moon, the 11 stars bowed down to me. And when he told it to his father and brothers, his father reprimanded him. What with all this dreaming, am I and your mother and your brothers all supposed to bow down to you? Now his brothers were really jealous, but his father brooded over the whole business. And we're going to stop right there. We want to talk about how far we are going. And in order for us to understand how far we're going, we have to understand the steps that we have taken prior to where we are today. Growing up, when I was a little girl, there was nothing that I felt that I could not have. I believed so strongly that whatever I saw that I wanted, I would speak to it and say to it, I'm going to have that when I get older. And oftentimes we would do this, in your younger years, your faith is so great that you don't understand that there are things that come in life that you just could not have. It's impossible because I want it. I want those things. And so I'm capable of having it because nobody ever told me that I could not. And I remember sitting in the back of my dad's car, and I'd see another car, or I'd see a house, or I'd see something that I like, and I would say, when I get older, I'm going to get that, not realizing that things would change the older I get. But I had an understanding right there. I believed what I spoke out of my mouth with everything in me. But as I got a little bit older, I started understanding, as life started, gradually taking place, I started experiencing things that I did not experience in my childhood. And so then I started realizing that maybe I can't have everything that I want because of the experience I had. It was no different from my childhood and my adulthood. What happened was, through the experience and the downfalls and the rejections and the failures that I may have taken in place in life, I didn't speak with such confidence anymore, because not because I could not have it, but because I did not believe that I could have it because of maybe what I was facing or what I was going through at the time. Because life has a way of taking us through stages. There are many ups and downs we go through. Many of us may have had dreams and goals in life, and often we may not know exactly what they mean at the time, but we're not necessarily able to explain it, but we know that there's a purpose behind some of it that we're going through, because God sometimes gives us nuggets through the course of our life to let us know what's going to happen for our life. And if we can continue to believe God, when God imparts something into your spirit and imparts something in your life, you got to have that faith to say, God, I know that you're able, even though I'm facing the most difficult time of my life, because the devil would like to make us believe that we are incapable of doing anything or achieving anything. But when we realize and recognize that we are the children of God, anytime God wanted something to happen, he spoke it into its existence. Even from the beginning of time, whatever he needed or wanted, he just spoke the word. So that's what we have to be very careful of, because a lot of times we speak things into our lives that we really don't want. Because we have power in our own tongue. And when we realize the power that we possess, when we believe a thing, it seems as if we believe more negative things and they come to pass than we believe the positive things, because we're so used to dealing with failures. We're so used to dealing with heartbreaks, and then we get to the place that we cannot believe success. And so we have to understand that God gives us dreams. He's given us things in life that we have already been destined for. Oftentimes, whenever I share with you on the line, I share with you about us being predestined by God, being ordained by God. Wherever we're supposed to go, we're supposed to be there. God knows when we're supposed to do that, how we're supposed to do that. And a lot of times we are upset where we are because we feel we should be further. But God said, you're in the right place at the right time doing the right thing because I have already preordered or preordained your steps. And so when we get to understanding that we are supposed to be where we are, right where we are, and so a lot of times we judge or base our livelihood or our achievements by others, not realizing that we are all different individuals and time and chance happens to all of us. And when we get an understanding that, you know, as we mature in God, we lay back in God. And what I mean by that, we lay back in God, we trust God that he's going to perform or do whatever he has already ordained for us to be. And so a lot of times we get upset because we don't know what God is doing. And when we don't know what God is doing, then we try to help God out. We try to figure it out on our own because we feel God is moving too slow. Because we feel by 2017, we are supposed to have certain things that we have already believed God for. But God said, no, I'm not giving that to you in 2017 because, honestly, you're not going to be ready or prepared for it in 2017. That's why some of us are taking baby steps, and then there are others who are taking big, giant steps. I remember with my sisters and my brother, one of our favorite games was Simon Says. And in the game of Simon Says, you had to ask the question, Simon, can I take a certain amount of steps? And if Simon says it's okay, then you move. But if Simon doesn't say it's okay and you move, you have to go back to where you was because Simon didn't say so. And so when I start thinking about the things that I used to do as a child, and I realized a lot of moves that we have made was not God ordained because God had not ordained for it to be so. And so a lot of times we end up backtracking to places that we came from, whether it means that you had to go through things in life where you used to have stuff on your own, and then sometime later on in life you find yourself going back to mama and daddy's house. One of the hardest things to do is go back where you came from, especially when you feel like you should have achieved more, and then when you have to go back where you came from, when you go back home, you feel like a failure. Sometimes we make those moves because we stepped ahead of God, and we were only supposed to take a baby step, and we took two giant steps. And so here we see in the text, we see Jacob in a place where he is 17 years old, and he helps out his brothers in the field with the flock. What you must understand, these are Jacob's half-brothers. It was no secret to them that he was so loved by his father, Joseph, was so loved by his father Jacob that because this was the child of Israel who he loved so much, and when Joseph came on the scene, because this was Jacob's baby boy and the one of his old age, Jacob knew that this was the last one. This was going to be it. And so he made him a special coat. It was a beautiful coat to the point where his brothers realized how much their father loved him, and then there was such a hatred that happened between him and his brothers. Not only that, Joseph was on occasion give bad reports on their brother, to their father. And so this made them even more angry with Joseph. So when we start understanding here, this young boy, sometimes the youngest sibling always has to deal with a lot of stuff because they are the babies. You know, and sometimes they feel like they get a bad rap because sometimes the baby, you know, the parents kind of really gravitate to that child because at some point in time they realize in their mind, this is probably the last one we're going to have. You know, and sometimes they just know. But here, this boy has a dream. At the age of 17 years old, his dream talks about how his bundles stood up and how the other bundles were around his bundle. And the brothers immediately interpret the dream as to say that now you're going to rule us. You're going to be our boss. Can I tell you that there are those who are around you who already know your destiny sometimes before you do? And sometimes we don't really understand where God has taken us to. And we may not understand the dreams that we may have, but sometimes know this, that your enemy at times may know where you're going. And so a lot of times they want to block and stop your progress from you getting to where you're supposed to be in God. And so here this dream comes. And so Joseph is a dreamer. And not only does he talk about this dream. See, sometimes God has to put things in your spirit so you can identify with who you are and who God is going to make you to become. And so I want to encourage those who are listening today because there are those who have had dreams in their childhood who have not seen the manifestation of it in their adulthood. But I believe that God has those things that God is going to manifest in your life. And I want us to understand, don't be discouraged where you are, but understand that God is going to allow that thing to come to pass. When we line up with God and when we line up with the will of God, then it all ordains our steps for us to get to where we're supposed to be in God. So it's not that you're a failure. It's not that you won't achieve. You have to stop judging yourself by others' achievements and realize that whatever God has ordained for your life to be so, it will be so. And so every pitfall that you go through, every trial that you go through, those were in God's plan for you to go through because I realized that everything that I've gone through in my life that wasn't the greatest thing, that the things that happened in my life that caused me to cry, the things that happened in my life that broke me sometimes to I felt to my core were the things that made me stronger. And it doesn't make sense to a lot of people. How in the world am I going to become stronger in my weakest point? When I am weak, that's when I'm really strong because it's something about when you fall and you buckle to your knees. It's something about how God gives you strength. And you'll realize that there's more power and more strength in you than you even realize. And so when I look at this particular text and how Joseph is going to go through some things that we may get into on our next time that we come together, we see in this particular text that these brothers are jealous of their baby brother to the point where now he has another dream, and this time he shares the dream not only with his brothers, but he also shares this dream with his father. And to the point where a lot of times we as people, your parents may not even understand what, and we as parents may not understand what God has already placed in our children. I remember when I was growing up, it was about the age of 9 when I came to my parents and I knew that God had already ordained for me to be a preacher. It's not that I wanted to be a preacher, but God spoke to me in my childhood. And even though we had prophetic words that come forth in our life, and by the age of 12, I began to preach my first sermon, and things just began to fall in line. And when I start thinking about what happened in my age of 12 years old until now, I realize that everything that God spoke in my life is being manifested. I'm telling you, there are times where I felt like this is not the call for me because mm-hmm. in life, our faith gets so shaken to the point where we question whether or not this is the call of God for our life, whether it be mm-hmm. You opening up your own business or you stepping out on faith and not realizing how in the world am I going to achieve, whether it be school, whatever it may be. Because a lot of times we get to a place in life where we want to go back to school in our older age, and we make all kinds of excuses why we can't do it. I'm too old, I don't have enough time, I'm working. And we find ourselves in a place where we just are not achieving, and life starts passing us by. But I'm coming to let you know, I come to encourage you this evening to let you know that whatever God has placed in your heart for you to do, walk in it.
Yes.
Walk in it, the faith that
Hallelujah.
God has given you. See, it's not an easy thing to do. Nobody said, mm-hmm. I love James Cleveland and wrote that song. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. But I don't mm-hmm. believe he brought
yes.
me this far to lead me.
Yes,
and so
yes,
a lot
yes.
of times, things that are going on in your life, when you look back over some circumstances that may have happened in your life, it's almost unbelievable that you are where you are today. And
mm-hmm.
I'm coming to let somebody know today who is feeling as if they're in their pitfall, or if they have fallen, and they feel like this is the place where that's it, I give up. I come to encourage you to let you know your tomorrow shall be greater than your past. And when you recognize
Hallelujah.
That your tomorrow will be greater than your past, it causes you to get up from where you are, dust the dirt off of you, and let you keep walking further. This is not a time to give up. This is not a time. I'm talking to that one who's depressed, who is thinking of committing suicide because they feel like there's nothing left in life. You're going to miss out on some of the greatest things that God has in store for you over one moment of tragedy that may have come in your life you think that you can't handle. But I'm coming to let you know that you can handle it. And when you handle
yes.
it, God is going to allow you to see that what you were crying over in your time's past is going to bring you joy on your tomorrow. And so I want to put that in there for somebody that may not understand the place that you're in right now. I can't believe how far I've come. I can't believe that God has been looking out for me all this time. And see, the thing about God is God allows you to go through things in life so you can see his glory. And the only way you got out of what you've been in is because of God. That's what I love about God. I have to acknowledge the fact that the only reason I am as far as I am is because of God's grace and mercy over my life. And
yes,
it causes
yes,
me to
yes.
thank him. It causes me to worship him. It causes me to get closer to him because I understand that God has always got my back. God is always going
yes.
to be there for me. And so when you start recognizing, yeah, if I can get through this, I know
mm-hmm.
I can get through that. And whatever else comes my way, I'm strong enough to handle it. And so
yes.
Here we see Joseph now dealing with his brothers, dealing with the hatred
mm-hmm.
of his brothers.
Yes.
The jealousy of his brothers. And so when we understand that there are some folks who are just not going to be in your corner, and sometimes those that are not in your corner are blood related.
Mm.
Oh, my God. Sometimes, and that's the hardest time or the hardest type of thing to deal with is when you're dealing with your adversaries who are related to you. Because it's something that everybody doesn't want to see you successful. Everybody doesn't want to see you achieve, not realizing that when I'm blessed, when you're blessed, I can bless you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing to me how some people are very picky how they get their blessing. They're all right if they bless you, but they don't
mm-hmm.
want to be the one to be blessed by you or you to have more than them. I'm at a season in my life where if the dog comes and says, God told me to give this to you, I'm ready to receive it.
Okay.
Because
okay.
you can't be concerned about where your blessings come from. Just know that all your blessings come from God. And anybody that
yes.
blesses you is only because God has given them the ability to do so.
Amen.
So we see that there are many people that may not necessarily be happy about promotion that comes in your life. But we have to realize that at sometimes God will separate you from people and separate you from things in life because they can't all go with you at that time and season in your life. Because if they come with you at that time and season in your life, they'll mess up everything for you. So sometimes you got to realize that it may be a separation that takes place in order for everybody to be blessed. So it's not the time to hate on me. It's the time to pray for me. It's not a time to discuss me. It's a time to pray for me. Why? Because when I'm blessed, I want the people that are around me to be blessed, the people that I know to be blessed. And that means my mother, my father, my father, my siblings. You know, I want them to be blessed, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's when you have the heart of God, because when you have the heart of God, you don't want to see anybody in a place of need.
Amen.
And so I'm grateful because this, what Joseph had sat down and told his brothers, never discouraged him. He continued to do what God called him to do. He was number 17 years old. And so when I look at this particular text and I look at some of our young people today, there are young people who are out there. Everybody's not out there doing the nay-nay. Everybody's not out there hanging out in the streets. We have some godly men and young women of God who are not ashamed of the gospel of God. We have young people out there who are speaking concerning the things of God, who are believers, and a lot of times they go unnoticed because we see so many of our other children who seem as if they're doing everything that seems to be wrong. But sometimes that might just be the stage in life that they're going through that they, in order for them to achieve what they have to get through. And sometimes everybody don't take the same path. But when they do get to that path and then they acknowledge God, sometimes some folks have to go through some things, and some other people, they learn their lesson by watching others.
Yes.
So here we see Joseph, who is going through all of this with the flock. And you're going to find later on in the text how Joseph has to deal with things that have turned in his life in a matter of minutes, when he was the most loved of his father, how things just alter and change in his life. So I come to let people know that there are things that may change in your life, and it may not necessarily be for the good, but as soon as it changed for the bad, God can still turn it around in a matter of seconds and change it for your good. I tell people oftentimes, it only takes seconds for you to become a millionaire. Now, how you become a millionaire, I don't know how you get that. But when you become it, it only takes a second for you to go from one step of maybe not having as much to a place of wealth. And when we get an understanding that God says, I can turn your life around in a matter of seconds. When it's time for you to take that next step in life that is ordained by God, you don't have to worry about anything else. God said every step that you're taking in your life is bringing you closer to where he has predestined in your promise. And when we realize that even though my steps may be shorter or my steps may be difficult, I'm still pressing towards my mark to the high calling of Jesus Christ. And so when we get an understanding of that, I think we'll get to the place where we're not so fearful of what's going to happen in our life, even when we are in the most tragic situations in our life, that when we get to understand that God got us, he has us in the palm of his hand, and whatever we're going through right now in our life has already been preordained by God. So I'm going to get the opportunity to listen to some of you on the line today, because I want to, in the next couple of months, to open up the rest of this step by step. And so if there's anybody that's on the line that wants to share anything or ask a question concerning this, you may do so at this time.
All the mics are open. Mm. Looks like everyone is being fed.
All right. All right. If no questions now, so we're going to go a little bit further. I'm going to put some things out there for you to understand that there we have opportunities in life. There are opportunities that are given to us, and a lot of times we miss the window of opportunity. We miss the window of opportunity that comes in our life because sometimes not so much of what other people have done, but sometimes because of the fear of stepping out on God. And then we get to a place where we feel as if God is not there for us. I want us to understand sometimes we don't feel like God is with us. Sometimes we feel as if life has kind of pushed us back. And when we start realizing that God has not pushed us to the side, the one thing I love about Joseph is Joseph, even while he was going through all of these things in life, while he's going through with his brothers, he's working. He's continually working with his brothers, even though he feels it. I'm sure it was like being in a situation where you can feel the animosity that is going on between them. So at times it probably was so thick in the room because of their feelings towards him. And sometimes it's difficult when you know that you're not, everybody doesn't feel or they feel a certain way about you. Sometimes it's difficult for you when you're hated by those who are around you. And so sometimes you got to just hold your head up in the place where, okay, God, I understand that I may not be the most liked person right now, but I'm there because I know that God, you're about to get the glory out of my life. And when we recognize that God wants to get the glory out of your life, I'm going to put a question out there. How, if anybody can answer this, how do you feel when God has already promised you something and it seems as if you're going in the opposite direction of the promise? How do you feel when God has given you a promise and it's a blessing, but it seems like before you're getting that promise, it seems like everything is breaking loose in your life that would cause you to disbelieve what God has spoken? What do you do then?
I like to comment on that. Sometimes, you know, I can speak for me, you know, frustration comes, you know, I begin to feel anxiety, feel like, you know, God, did you really tell me that this is going to happen in my life, or is this promises really from you? You begin to sometimes question. You question that promise. But then I know to know that, you know, if God said it, it is so. And I'm just going to continue to pray and ask God to give me strength as I'm waiting on the promise that God has spoken into my life. So, you know, once again, it sometimes it gets frustrated, but you got to know to pray and ask God to give you the strength and know and believe what God said about your promise. If he said it, it is so. You know, you can count on it.
Absolutely. I often say this, you cannot allow your feelings and your emotions to override your godly knowledge. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times our feelings and our emotions get us in trouble.
Right.
Our feelings and our emotions can cause us to back up and lose out on the promise of God because we feel a certain way. Our emotions got us going all kind of crazy ways. And not realizing that we're losing out based on something that is really based out of fear. Mm-hmm. When you become fearful, your emotions start going crazy, and you start believing stuff that ain't true. Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes we have all may have done that in our life. We start believing stuff that is not even true. You know, there are times where we have relationships and sometimes something can happen or somebody can say the wrong thing or somebody may have said something else that this one said, and we get fearful because we like, okay, and then they're feeling this kind of way about me, and we allow our emotions to take it somewhere else and it's not even there. And so by the time you speak to them, you don't have this whole conversation with yourself about what that person never said because you've allowed your emotions and your feelings to override what you really know about that individual. And so when we really know God for sure, when we know what God is capable of doing in our lives, we can't let our feelings and our emotions to dictate to us what we should do.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Because
that's
we
good.
Will become wrong
right.
every
that's
single
good.
Time.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's good.
Amen.
And so oftentimes we get angry. Oftentimes we get upset. Because our feelings, that's, you know, oftentimes I tell our members sometimes, I tell them, when you come to me saying, I feel. See, now when we come and you say to me, I feel, then I'm only basing this on your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
But when you come to me and say, I feel this, but I know the Word of God says this, then everything that you say after the but just overrides your feelings. I know I feel as if things are, just feels like things are not working out for me. I feel like things are getting ready to come to an end for me. But I know in God's word it says thus and so. And then you realize that it all, everything that you feel don't matter no more because I have the knowledge and the fact that God is going to override whatever I'm feeling right now and whatever I'm going through right now. And so we've got to make that understanding that no matter what Joseph was going through concerning his dreams and how his brother or his family may have felt about it, it may have caused him to feel a certain way because, not because he didn't believe, but because of how everybody was feeling about what he had to say. And he could not allow what they were feeling about how they felt about him to stop believing what God has spoken to his life.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And so when we start looking at that, that we start understanding that a lot of times, okay, I got to check out, is this my feeling or is this what God has ordained for my life?
Mm-hmm.
So when we start doing that, I'm telling you, life is almost just going to get 100% better for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know what's going on. I know I'm looking at it. I know it's reality in my life right now, but God.
Yeah, no matter what it looks like, but God.
No matter what it looks, and I mean, it could look like the worst
bleak.
Thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And God is a God that can turn things around in a, like I said, in a matter of seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
right.
And that's
Amen.
And that's good. I'd just like to interject because I know that my life has been up and down, in and out, like everybody's, you know. We're good one day. But you know one thing about God's promise? It's eternal. His promise is eternal. And what we're going through is temporary. It might not be easy. It might not be easy, but it's necessary for us to just stay in faith. And I've come to find out that even though it seemed like all hell is broke loose, and not only in my, around me, but in me, yeah, I'm talking about my own personal issues, it seemed like all hell is broke. But his promise, even though I have tears, and God's emotion to me is, I understand, Edna, but it's not your tears I'm looking at, but your faith. Where
yes.
is your faith? Where is the promise that I've given you? Look back on the promise that I've given you and know that my promise is eternal and it's everlasting. And like you've always said, Pastor, you know what? If you're here, and I'm paraphrasing, if you're here, your promise is still here. You know, we're still alive. You know, we're still alive. Your promise is still, God's word isn't going to go back unto him void. So just stand and believe God that he will. Do exceedingly abundantly above all that we even asked or thought. Amen.
Amen. So
yeah.
we have to be in a place where I got to understand that where I am
and where I'm going is going to be some kind of wonderful. Even though I feel like everything is about to fall right underneath me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I believe God in my pain. I believe God in my hurt. I believe in my situation. I believe God even
That's
when
good.
I don't feel like myself. Because
mm-hmm.
we get to the place where it's not so much that our haters are around us. Sometimes we get to the place where we just hate ourselves because we're tired of ourselves going through the same things over and over again to the point where we say, I should be over that by now. I should be in this place by now in God. I should not be going through the same thing that I've been going through 5 years ago. But I'm telling you, God is a God that looks beyond faults and sees needs. I'm trying to tell somebody in here today that you can't hold on to your past.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Don't hold on to the things of your past.
Mm-hmm.
Not only the people beating you up, but stop beating yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And start loving yourself and believing that whatever God has ordained in your life, every blessing that he has ordained in your life, you're worthy of it.
Amen.
Yes.
You're worthy of it. Because I'm not who I used to be. That's the wonderful thing about it. I'm not who I used to be.
Yeah.
And there's some folk on the line right now who can say, if people know who they are, they'll say to you better be glad I'm not who I used to be. I know there's been a change in my life. Because the person you may have been 10 years ago would not be able to handle what you're handling now.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so when we start realizing that the blessings of God are yay and amen for us, I'm telling you, you just walk in it. You just walk in it. And I'm telling you, it could be like fire and brimstone just falling from the sky and you smiling. Mm-hmm. See, that's why you got to understand that we can't wait till a battle is over. We gotta shout now. We got to rejoice now because even though we're going through what we're going through in the world right now with ISIS and all those different things, I got to trust and believe God that I'm not going to let my faith be shaken. I don't care who comes to this soil and who comes to this ground. God is the real God. He's going to be
good.
God
yes,
today.
He's
going to be God tomorrow. He's going to be God of yesterday and for the God of today. So when we start understanding that it doesn't matter who comes, I cannot alter and change what I believe because you showed up with a sword.
Amen.
And sometimes our faith is tested spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
Not just physically like some of the people that are going through right now, but our faith is being tested
spiritually. Yeah.
That's right.
I trust and believe that God is God. Yes, I do. Even
so
though
true.
You're going through some difficult times in your life, yes, I believe God.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes
Amen.
I believe God now more than I've ever did before because I've seen him do it. I've seen him bless me. I've seen him bring me out of pain that I shouldn't have got out of. Escape. God made a way of escape for us. And so that's what we need to be grateful for. And so whatever comes in your life, I come to let y'all know today. I know Pastor Rose is on the line. Minister Herman is on the line. Pastor Clay is on the line. And as ministers of God, I'm telling you, sometimes we're faced with a lot of things that we'll question whether or not ministry was even for us.
Right.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
If you get to that point, you be like, God, for real? For real?
Is this my life?
Is this what I deal with for real? And how am I supposed to get from this place to the next place? And I'm unsure of myself. That's when everybody has to understand we're not super Christians.
Amen.
There are times that we're going to fall and we're going to make mistakes. There's times where we're going to get fearful. There are going to be times where our faith is getting shaken because of what we're going through at the time. But I cannot base it, like I said, on what I feel. I got to base it on what I know.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
And that's the whole thing. You got to make sure what you know.
Mm-hmm.
In spite of what you see.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I believe, and that's the wonderful thing about faith. Faith is not by seeing.
is by believing.
Mm-hmm.
So if I go based on what I see, my faith would please. Our faith would be so messed up. So I can't look at what I'm facing right now. I can't look at the giant.
Yeah.
And say that because if I look at the giant, I'm gonna say, no, I can't make this. I can't knock this giant out. But if I look at the giant and say, I know what God can do.
Mm-hmm.
Every giant got to fall.
That's good.
Every giant has to be subject to the Spirit of God.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. So it's not based on what I feel, it's based on what I know. And Joseph knows that God is going to do something in his life that everybody else. And the wonderful thing, too, is, like I said before, not only does Joseph know what he's predestined for, but his brothers know.
Mm.
And it allows his haters to speak into his life.
Mm-hmm.
It says, so you're going to rule over us? You want to be our boss? Absolutely. Because this is what God ordained for my life. Thank you for speaking that into my life.
Mm,
I know you're
amen.
Looking in the question form, but the truth of the matter is that's where God's going to place me.
Mm-hmm.
That's where God is going to promote me to. And let me tell you something, people of God. Do not get to the place where you got to apologize for the blessings of God for your life. You've been waiting for God to bless you over and over again, and then when you finally get the blessing and everybody else is mad at you, you want to apologize. For what? What am I apologizing for? For what God has already preordained my steps to be?
Mm-hmm.
I can't be sorry that God did this for me. But at the same time, I cannot be a person who's a show-off about what God did for me.
Amen.
I got to acknowledge the fact that whatever I have is only because of the grace of God that God gave it to me.
That's good. That's
yes.
right.
It was no goodness
That's
of
right.
my own. I didn't do this on my own. It is God's grace that I am where I am.
Amen.
You got to be in a humble state of mind. You got to be in a humble place in your spirit to acknowledge the fact that I'm not better than nobody else. This is just where God blessed me to be.
Yes.
And I myself cannot believe that I'm this far in God. And that God blessed me this way. But I tell you what, I'm grateful.
Yes.
I'm grateful.
Hallelujah.
I mean that God blessed me, but I don't apologize for it.
Yes.
I don't apologize for it because that's what God wants for all of us.
Amen.
He wants us to be prosperous and in good health, even as our soul shall prosper. So I'm speaking that the prosperity into your spirit, into your bank account, into your health, your families, into your life.
I
speak life
in
a dead situation.
Yes.
And it's time for us to rise up. It's time to rise up. And if it means that God says, okay, I'm going to bless you first, I'm going to praise God with you.
Amen.
Because I know I'm
next
to mine.
That's right.
Yes.
Amen. I know that I'm not the only one that's going to be blessed in this circle. Or the only one that's going to be blessed on this line. I believe that God is going to raise up people who are going to do right by the kingdom of God and right by the blessings of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm praying over the lives of everybody that's on this line that God open up doors and manifest unto you what he has already spoken in your life. And don't be up where you are right now, because I'm telling you there's something greater for you on the other side of where you are right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I'm receiving that.
I receive it.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. It's time for us to just trust God. Time for us to trust God for where he's about to take us to.
Amen.
And stop being afraid of where we are.
Amen.
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 Is there anything anybody else want to say on the line? Amen. Well, I'm grateful to God for all of you who have listened to us on the line today. I'm praying when we come back on the third Wednesday in December, we're going to go back and we're going to go back to this text, and we're going to talk about how Joseph has had to go through some pitfalls, from the pit to the prison to the palace.
And so when we realize that there are going to be some pitfalls, some imprisonment in our spirit and some, you know, callous experiences that we're going to go through, we're going to realize that even though what I've gone through in the pit, what I've gone through in the prison is going to take me to the palace. Amen. Our Father, my God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for those who are on the line. We thank you for this word that has gone forth. We thank you for being able to share in the word with you. I can't believe how far I've come. God, I know that you're about to take us even further because even in my own self, I did not understand where you were taking me to. And as those who may be on the line, I want to share with them on today, God, that you will speak to their heart.
Thank you.
That you will bless them, that you will share with them and let them know not to be discouraged, but where you are is the best place you could be right now, which is in the hands of God. And so, God, we're ever so grateful for this opportunity on these Wednesday nights for us to come together as a body of believers to hear from you and glean from your word. I trust and believe that, God, for this man of God who has this set up, we ask, God, that you touch Pastor Clay in a mighty, mighty way.
Yes.
God, open doors for the man of God and his family. Pray, oh God, that you will touch him in the mighty name of Jesus, that there will be more people that will come on the line to hear what is being said on this broadcast. And so, God, we give you thanks in advance. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank you. We thank you, and we receive all of that. We thank each and every one of you for tuning in on Blog Talk Radio. We're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. We invite you to tune in and get a word from the God, from the Lord, my Lord and Savior. Pastor Mixon, that was a mighty word, and you spoke into the lives of everyone that was listening, especially the part of don't let your feelings override the word of God. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That was a mighty word. We thank you for coming on. And if the time is up and we do have to close, we love you, but keep in mind that God loves you most. Until next time, God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Face the dawn.